get rid of the icky paper, having read it, and the Kliskar blood and the magic beast remains, having inspected them. Get all. The BIC makes an error sound when Sakani attempts to add the dead human to it. Apparently, it objects to holding dead bodies, magic beast dust notwithstanding. He adds the dart rifle instead.
Hold big and cut tentacle beats.
Yes, he should embrace his new parts like a good monster.
Wiggle tentacle dance.
Examine body to discern cause of death. Sakani removes the cloak around the Duban. The cloak was apparently the female Duban's only source of clothing, most likely to protect from sandstorms. There are a number of burn marks that suggest electrocution, but there's no way to tell if a magic beast was responsible or not. Sakani decides there's nothing more he can accomplish here, so he digs a grave for his would-be assassin. She is the entire reason he is this thing, but he can't bring himself to hate her. At least, not enough to let her body rot in the sun. Sakani heads back over and reports his findings to Emil. She says it's probably for the best, all things considered. She asks if Sakani's feeling okay. He sounds kinda sad.
Tell Emil, I just hauled a corpse around and I'm using weird tentacles to hold an object after nearly losing my mind to an unspeakable magical evil. This has not been a good day. On the upshot, I think I got a sample of whatever was shot into me, so we should take that to Grasshopper and see if he can reverse engineer an antidote or something. Plus, it's sad when people die.
Sakari pulls Emil's hand away and explains to her that he's had kind of a bad day. However, he may be one step closer to preventing himself from turning into a mindless monster. So he's going to take these syringes to Grasshopper for analysis.
Sakani!
Come on, we can't waste time. Grasshopper compliments Sakani on getting the syringe. It had almost no hope of finding an antidote with nothing but the data collected from some old blood. It warns the nature of the contaminant is still very hard for him to understand, since it likely has ties to Magicka. Sakani should continue searching for an already made antidote, in case Grasshopper fails to make a cure in time.
Grasshopper could apparently identify that dry Kliskar blood. See if he can identify the race of the blood coming from the tap.
Grasshopper reports that the blood is Duban.
Also, have him examine the blood on Sakani's hand and or the rifle.
Also Duban, but it takes something a little different. The DNA is a little different, as it's almost as if there's a second strand intermittent in the blood.
So a mere boomstick, I ask her opinion of it.
She says it's a magnetic dart gun, capable of shooting things up to 1,200 meters away. It's a pretty standard weapon for Dubans.
Wonder where Kliskar corpse and spilled blood went. I ask Grasshopper if he cleaned it up.
Grasshopper says of course it cleaned it all up. It has to keep the place nice and tidy for new patients.
Wiggle tentacles in response to the news.
Sakani wiggles his.
Whoa, you can wiggle those? That's so cool!
For some reason, Sakani feels really weird when she touches his antenna.
Wash blood off hands.
While washing his hands, Sakani lets Emil know that the dorm room is their next destination. He can probably fly safely now, but he'll have to find a way to open the door so she can come along.
Just fly over and see if there's a way to open it from the other side.
Yes, Sakani should be safe flying now. He's been grounded for so long that the thought of taking off again gives him a feeling of excitement. He doesn't want to flap around 10 meters off the ground, no. He wants to go higher and higher with nothing but the soothing touch of air moving through his feathers. He wants to forget all of his troubles, to feel like a Tazakian again, if only for a moment. He asks Emil to wait near the door, and tells her he'll do everything he can to get it open swiftly, But for right now, he just wants to fly.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I'm a bird named Kenny and I fly through the air. I see a building and another building that will need some tears. Oh my god, that was getting around. Oh, holy shit. I saw something. It made me excited and scared at the same time. Oh my god, there's fucking nothing here. The world's gone, bitch. It's gone. Where the fuck it go? What the fuck? I don't understand.
Fucking end. Chapter 4, end. Oh my god.